Okay, I've started.
Okay, excellent. Hi, Jane. Welcome to your intermediate cast interview.
Hi, Ms. Merle. Thank you.
So, what do you think overall, what do you think of the cast experience?
I think it's really nice because I would have been doing these things anyway, but just midway through the cast experience, I realized that taking time to reflect on what happened in these experiences has really helped me to grow as a person, because sometimes you just don't get the time to sit down and think, so what did I learn from that? And what has that given me? And doing cast reflections sort of gave you that opportunity to think about how you grew.
So you're the one student in the whole grade who doesn't find it boring to reflect? Oh, there's another one. I know another one.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay, yeah, I think it's actually, because initially it was a bit tedious, but as it went on, I realized that, okay, putting the evidence in and putting talking about the audio things, it's actually very, very beneficial, because I realized that some of these experiences do have a lot of deeper meaning behind them and do contribute to how I grow as a person. And you can hear it in my reflections. And I do think, it's a really rewarding experience.
Okay, could you give me an example of this rewarding experience?
So for example, I'm running a service called Tech Tinkers, and I've been doing this since the beginning of grade 11 for my CAST service.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an experience, I've been doing this since grade 10. And when I entered this service in grade 10, I'm the only girl in the service. But right now we have 3 girls in the service, and the gender ratio has almost gone even. And here are some photos of us doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud, because I never thought that, maybe it's coincidental, maybe it's not, but just seeing more girls participating in its service, it's just really rewarding for me. And I realized that perhaps if I were in this grade, I would literally bring all my friends to the service, because it's a nice experience. Whereas last year, I was a bit intimidated because of how, because of being a minority, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You just told me that you did a presentation about
feminist philosophy.
Thank you. Is feminism something important for you?
Actually, for me, I'm just figuring out how I think about this movement as a whole. I'm aware that there are very controversial issues, and I think for myself, I do need some time to come to terms with what that means for me in terms of my upbringing and how I intend to pursue something in my future. Because I feel like I'm a person who easily succumbs to social pressure. Because I was always, I'm like born good at writing. I'm always really good at writing. So before I came to this school, I thought I'm going to be a reporter. I'm going to be like a humanities person. I'm going to be like a teacher. I'm going to be that kind of person. But then when I came to this school, I thought, actually, I like science and math and technology more. So that was a very unexpected tradition. And that was an unexpected transition. And I sometimes keep on wondering if I thought so when I was very little, because of the social pressures, because I thought, because in my elementary school, there was a very clear split about girls doing activities and boys doing activities. So I thought maybe those experiences would have an influence on shaping who you are in the future. And I think it's really interesting to think about that without coming to a conclusion necessarily at first. And I feel like that the same thing can be said for almost all the CAST experiences, because mm-hmm. you don't see the immediate impact, but in retrospect, once there's some distance, you start to think how they shape you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, this has nothing to do with CAST experience, or maybe. Why did you come from China to our school?
Oh yeah. So that goes all the way back to grade 5. So in grade 5, there was an opportunity to attend an international school in my own city, and I took it. So I basically perfected my English in that international school. And when it comes grade 8, I realized that the school is kind of a bit too small for me, because I wanted to do more activities. I wanted to do more with my life. I wanted to be more academically challenging, and so I talked to my parents, and we made a decision to apply to UWC, and not UWC China, but UWC somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to my parents were a bit worried because I'm quite young, right, to live in a boarding school. So they wanted me to stay like sort of in the time zone. So a family friend also went to this school. And so they decided that, okay, it's nice. I think you should apply to this UWC. Mm-hmm. So I did, and here I am. Yeah.
Okay, so you're here for those activities.
Yeah, for the academics, for the opportunities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I can't say you take them all. Looking at what the whole range of activities and things that you do, what apart from Tech Thinkers, where you're proud of bringing girls and diversity, what are you the most proud of for your grade 11 experiences? If you pick one thing.
Okay, I am proud of MUN.
Okay.
Because MUN is something I've been doing for a very long time. And I feel like this year, MUN has just become something way more than what it means in general. Because MUN has allowed me to connect deeper with my classmates and sort of to build a better personal image. Also to just see how other people could benefit from it. And also to realize that it isn't always perfect, because when I do MUN, I always approach sort of this kind of diplomatic activities with an expectation that everybody will be as diplomatic and idealistic as me, which is never the case. So
they are not as perfect as you.
No. So like idealistic. So for example, right? That's like the prisoner's dilemma. If you're going to a group and then you want to come to a compromise. If you wanted to come to a compromise and the other person goes with an idea of not wanting to compromise, you eventually end up letting the other person dominate. So that was something that happened a lot in MUN conferences. But right now, as I'm mostly chairing, so not directly participating in debate, I realized that there are opportunities for sort of like a more authority figure or neutral figure to support sort of a better, more idealistic conversation within those delegates and those people in how they collaborate and how they behave mm-hmm. Behave as a person. So that also led me to think about how I've been influenced by students who are in the grade above me and in the grade above and above me in how I grew in the school. And I thought it was a really nice idea about passing things on and mm-hmm. How to behave yourself, because you're more than yourself. You represent, in the things you do, you represent sort of how people could become. Yes.
Okay, so kind of role model?
Yeah, like a role model, but not even like consciously, sort of subconsciously.
Role model or making sure that those people can, that you can help them to be the best they can.
Something like that.
So we're talking management here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, so MUN has also, because I've been to two overseas MUN trips this year, which are both incredibly rewarding, they led me to reflect on how my personal image is within the school. So it's really important to know that there's a difference in how you perceive yourself and how others may perceive you, and that's okay, because it's great to sort of develop your personality and develop your relationship with others without fully sort of losing who you are to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a very valuable aspect of these overseas trips and these conversations with couples.
So you're saying that it helped you to give a better image of yourself within this school?
Yeah.
Because people think, oh, that's Jean, she's been chairing these committees and she's been doing it very well. And
maybe not necessarily.
It seems that you're thinking about something, say it.
Yeah, not necessarily. So not necessarily. So for example, like if people generally see you as more uptight, then you need to show people that you actually have a relaxed side, mm-hmm. and so people can empathize with you more.
Okay.
And that was that's a thing I've been trying to do this year,
okay.
to show that we don't necessarily have only one personality. And mm-hmm. so as similar to myself and many other of my classmates, we have different sides of ourselves that we decide to show multiple people. And it's okay, because we need to understand that the people are complicated. And I think we're at this point in our adulthood, growing up that like we are being more tolerant and understanding of different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you changing a lot this year, I think, in mentor group. Although it's a bit strange this year, mentor group, because we don't have PEC anymore, and I don't think we're doing much. But
mm-hmm.
I still see you every day, and I think mm-hmm. from the beginning of the year
mm-hmm.
and now, mm-hmm. I've really seen you changing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the same feeling?
I don't... For the better or for the worse?
For the better.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, you're already a great person. I'm not saying that anything negative about you and being a great 11. No, but more, as you said, a bit more relaxed. And I mean, I can see you focused on your things, and I can understand because there are so many things going on. But I don't know, a bit more relaxed, a bit more open, a bit more... Yeah, probably a bit warmer too. I'm not, it's just like, it's nice to see growth in people, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like that's something I've been working on. So try to not necessarily change myself, but improve my personality, because I realized that, so for example, being more relaxed and being more warmer and more open around people. So that's something that I think I always am in my family and in moments where I'm with myself. But that's not just something that you show people. I don't know why I thought that, but... So now you just do like, as somebody in the boarding house has said to me before, don't be afraid to share more of yourself with other people. And I feel like that's really rewarding, because people will accept you. There's no need to fear like any of like rejection or judgment, because if you're being yourself, then it's enough to be yourself.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And it's rewarding when you share something from you, because then people share mm-hmm. themselves.
Yeah.
I remember, one more provocative question, Jean. I remember at the beginning of the year when you were saying that your best friends were your stuffed toys. Would you say the same thing today?
I would say the same thing today.
Okay.
They're really, really cute.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really, really cute.
Okay.
And I feel like that's a nice thing, because sometimes if it's hard to get your own opinions out, and by sort of having those like figurative relationships with yourself
mm-hmm.
and you can better understand yourself, because even with inanimate things, or with like, for example, what you like to read, what you like to do, an activity that you associate with yourself, you can further understand that you contain parts of your personality in the ways that you think about those
mm-hmm.
things, and that allows you to grow as a person as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of mirror for you.
Yeah. So everyone is a mirror, necessarily,
yeah.
For yourself.
Okay. All right. And what is the biggest challenge or step back that you've been facing since the beginning of the year in your CAS activities?
Oh, so in terms of CAS, it's regarding my activity. So table tennis actually closed down during the middle of the year.
Okay.
So yeah, me and Wing, we were going to table tennis a lot. But because of equipment conflicts, scheduling conflict with middle school PE, there was no equipment available and we can't do it anymore. So I had to think of ways to work around it. So I have a CAS activity. So then I realized that I live in the boarding house, and boarding house has gym open almost like a lot of times every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I can use that. But nobody has ever used that for CAS before. So I communicated with the house parents. I emailed Miss Anna Parr, and eventually we figured out a system of logging my gym experience as a part of my CAS.
Okay.
So I felt like that's really rewarding, because it was challenging to find another activity, because by the time table tennis closed, signups are all over for season 3 and season 4. But finding a way around those things is sort of like, I didn't expect that out of myself, so that was a pleasant surprise that I'm able to continue activity in grade 11.
You didn't expect yourself to find a replacement for table tennis?
Yeah, I didn't expect...
And you're moving mountains every day, Jean, in your activities.
Okay.
That's so, I mean, you... It's funny, I mean, it's not funny, it's a bit strange to hear that from you, because you're doing so much, you're moving mountains, and... Of course you can find another activity.
Yeah, so like trying to find ways around this.
Okay, did it happen in any other activity or?
Yeah, so notably, yeah, for especially for Inkling. So Inkling, we sort of died off during the middle of the year. And I know that it's probably because not a lot of people in this school is crazy about literature, which is sort of expected, because nobody likes books anymore, apparently.
No,
but we say that for every generation. There's, yeah. So that means we have to find other ways to communicate our message and like get the culture from the school. So what we're doing right now is we're interviewing other students to tell us about the books they've been reading, the movies they've been reading, they've been watching, the music they've been listening, or what they've been thinking about things in general. And I feel like that's a good opportunity for us to get something authentic and mm-hmm. real from the student body and from the community as a whole. So every member is in charge of one interview for every 2 weeks. So we have like a new format. One interview every 2 weeks, you can interview whoever you want, you can talk about mostly whatever you want, as long as you keep it related to arts and culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was also another way around like a low.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Very good idea. Yeah. So it died off because of not enough participant, or
just everybody wasn't that passionate about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you are reaching out students, teachers, anybody?
Yeah, anybody. Okay. Actually, we're actually going to talk to the language department last week. So we want submissions from language A people.
Okay.
So yeah, so Chinese, French, Spanish, any language A articles about literature, about culture, we'll publish them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that I think it's a nice opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I think we haven't gotten around to talk to you guys yet, but
okay.
Yeah, we definitely will in the future.
All right.
So that's another route we're trying to move in.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Any surprise during your journey so far?
Surprise. There are surprises and there are sort of disappointing surprises.
Okay.
So for example, for IFP,
uh-huh.
I am very invested into the mission of IFP.
Uh-huh.
I believe in it a lot, but during like around season 2, when the selection came around, I wasn't selected for any of those trips, and I was very upset, but I did process about how I was upset about it. And I did go talk to the teachers, ask them, hey, why did this happen? How can I improve and how can I continue this even beyond those trips? And even though IFP did stop for me and I did finish that cast experience in season 1 and 2, I feel like that failure in itself, or not failure, just that event in itself has helped me to see how I process like negative emotions and how I deal with things that are not ideal, because I know that I have to deal with lots of those things in adulthood and in the future. So I feel like that's sort of like a surprising benefit I gained from a very upsetting event. So actually, that actually helps me to prepare myself for the future.
And how did you do that?
I just thought, well, there's other ways I could carry the IFP mission forward, and there will be more opportunities later for me to do this sort of things. And also the time not doing IFP could free up time for me to invest in other similar activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've looked at it and said, this is gone, but it's not the end.
Mm, yeah.
And I will use that time wisely.
Yeah.
But you still want to use that time for the same kind of...
Yeah, or actively seek out similar experiences.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I was very sad when I heard you were not going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate the resilience and the... Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Singapore conference was not on the table? Or you don't...
I don't think I'll have time, because that's the beginning of grade 12.
Okay.
And I know that by that time I'll be panicking about my EE. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why panicking?
Because I'm very invested in my EE, and right now the subject is a bit difficult for me, so I'm trying to learn about it. And because it's mathematical writing, it's very different from normal writing, so I'm trying to improve my writing skills also.
Mathematical writing, can you say, tell me a bit more about that?
So you have to communicate, you can't just communicate using equations, you have to have words around it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have words to describe those equations, and you have to say your piece in a very clear, concise, and sort of elegant way. As the same thing as your mathematics, your language has to be elegant. And I find that it is a bit of a challenge because explaining ideas that are abstract isn't always really easy when it comes, especially when it comes to mathematics. So that's something I'm trying to practice and work around. Okay. So I'll probably write multiple drafts of small snippets in my EE, and I feel like the entire research experience will be very rewarding.
Okay. What's the subject exactly of your...
Mathematics. My topic is isogeny-based cryptography.
Say that slowly.
Isogeny-based cryptography.
No,
that's like... Okay. Isogeny-based cryptography.
Okay.
And it's cryptography is what keeps your things secret. And I did run the Cypher Challenge. And
I ran
the cryptology. Yeah, I love this discipline. I think this is what I'm going to do with my future. And this is an amazing new idea because it took a group of mathematical objects that we're already using for cryptography, and it discovered something new about them that we can use for another type of stronger and better cryptography. So I think it's nice because it takes the same things, but then... it sees different ways around it to make more useful things.
Okay. Is there something that you, I mean, I'm not sure this question applies to you, but that you did because you thought you have to do it for CAS? Or you just picked the...
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think I can answer that question.
Gym?
Yeah. Gym, no, because I always wanted to go to the gym.
Okay.
Because before I formally did running, and I swim with Wing a lot in her condo. So I swim with her a lot. So I did sort of physical exercises, but okay. I wanted to go to gym because I wanted to build muscle, but I've never had enough time or enough motivation. So CAS was convenient because it allowed me to use it as a motivation for me to, okay, I'm actually going to push myself to the gym, I'm going to get amazing arm muscles, and that is that, yeah.
Okay, right. Have you ever thought about being part of an activity that put you on the scene, like Kulturama, Kahani, or...
I am doing the
music
play.
Music ensemble, or...
I'm doing the play.
You're doing the play?
So, Behind the Beautiful Forever. I think I have the tiniest role. I'm a prison guard. And okay. I have two lines, but I just went to the first rehearsal yesterday, and I found the entire experience really, really nice because I'm really, really into theater, right? I like theater, and I like reading about plays, and I always thought if I had time, I would do a production, but I never got around to it, and I feel like for this production, the rehearsal time is really convenient for me, so I want to participate, I want to audition, and I feel like even as sort of taken to the sidelines and being able to observe everything is just... a very, very heartwarming because I feel like, okay, this is sort of a place that I would like to be in. And and it's sort of personal growth for me as well, trying something new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And it clicks well with your project week. It's the same country.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I was actually just thinking about that because... I've been bonding with my project week group a lot, and I've been learning a lot about Indian culture and how to like use language there and how to behave, and I found it all very fascinating. So I'm excited to finally go there and sort of bring what I learned back.
What do you think about the idea of going somewhere into India on your own with a bunch of girls?
That sounds like a bad title for like a movie. It does sound like a movie title, and I am the only non-Indian person in the group, and just yesterday we were all stressing out about my visa and stuff, and I think that advertising it as such to my parents, they had reservations. They had a lot of reservations. Convincing them that, you know what, my friend's family, the groupmate's family, actually lives 10 minutes away from the hostel. And this is a rich, they all know the place, they all speak. Some of them speak the language, some of them are from the city. And that means that we have contacts, we have ability to keep ourselves safe, and we will be street smart because they will be able to teach us how to behave. And this is a very rewarding experience because I'm like, I have so many Indian friends in the school, I've never been to the country, and this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to go to India with 5 Indian girls. And I feel like just that in itself is very fascinating. It just sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. And I really look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure it is. It will be a wonderful experience. Yeah. Okay, anything you would like to add about your CAS experience that you didn't talk about?
I feel like we did talk about a lot of things. And my blog is,
amazing.
My blog is here. And I'll be adding more reflections as events happen. And
All right. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.